Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
How to make delicious iced coffee at home by Ariel Klein. It's no secret that buying coffee from a cafe or drive-thru can become costly very quickly. On average, an iced coffee can cost you anywhere from $4 to $7, depending on the size of the beverage and where it's being purchased from. We get it. Sometimes buying an iced coffee is more of an experience or a treat, but making your own at home isn't just cost-efficient, it's also the healthier option. That's because you know exactly what ingredients you're adding to it and can steer clear of things like sugary syrups if you wish. When you think about the best iced coffee you've ever had, chances are it's just really good quality ground coffee beans and water. So why can't you replicate that on your own? Follow these simple steps and quick tips for how to make iced coffee at home in minutes. Trust us, you do not want to sleep on the iced coffee cubes. Brew a large pot of your favorite coffee. It can be flavored, medium blend, dark roast, whatever you like. Once the coffee is done brewing, let it cool down on your counter for about 30 to 45 minutes. If you're in a rush, you can wait 5 minutes and pour the coffee into a pitcher, which you can place directly into the refrigerator. Just be aware that depending on how hot the coffee is, it may cause the temperature in your refrigerator to drop temporarily. Homemade iced coffee is best consumed within a day or two. But if you follow our tip and use any extra coffee to make coffee ice cubes, they will stay fresh in your freezer for about 2 months. Customize your coffee to your heart's delight. Enjoy your iced coffee black or add milk, sweeteners, or store-bought flavorings until the beverage is just how you like it. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Check back tomorrow or go to realsimple.com for the latest.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.